It's The Naked Scientists with Chris, Victoria and Dominic answering your science questions. We're going to Alex first. Hello, Alex.
Hi, Dr. Chris.
Okay, far
away. Thank you for taking my question.
Go on, tell us about it. I'm dreading this I word, which is on the screen in front of me.
No, I actually enjoy ironing. And in fact, I was listening to your podcast when I was doing my ironing, which made me wonder if you could answer a question about it. I know that heat, pressure, and sometimes steam will take out wrinkles. And then if you use vinegar, which is a mild acid, it can help to set or remove creases from some fabrics, but not all. But I'm wondering, why does ironing actually work? Like, what happens to the fabric, to the fibers, to the molecules that makes it stay flat? And why, in some fabrics, when you iron a crease in, it stays there forever, usually like in a synthetic. But if you do the same thing in a cotton, you can iron it out again and it will return to flat.
I tend to buy those shirts that come pre-ironed and which naturally dry into that pre-ironed state because I'm quite allergic to ironing. You're obviously of a different persuasion.
Definitely.
Although
my husband liked wrinkles, he said they were more comfortable.
Oh, fair enough. How does it work? Well, thinking of the pure sort of physics of it, if you've got a very hot iron and you've got, say, a cotton, then the cotton is a polymer. And polymers are made of lots of long strands of molecules. And in order for molecules to get past or slip past one another, they've got to be vibrating. So if you look at rubber, for example, it's very stretchy when it's at room temperature, because if you make it warm or it's at room temperature, then the molecules shaking around makes it very easy for them to slip past one another and to line up neatly. So your cotton is quite similar. If the iron puts some heat in and you steam iron, so you put some water in as well, then the water probably helps to dissolve some salts, which are from the washing powder and things, between the particles. It also provides lubrication, and the heat increases the energy of the molecules, so they're all shaking around, and this enables them all to slip past each other very beautifully and all line up and make a crease-free shirt. So I think that's basically the physics of why ironing works, because if you use a cold iron of exactly the same weight and even some steam or sort of water, it doesn't work in the same way. You need that temperature, don't you?
You do, yeah.
And of course you need the Naked Scientist podcast on in the background, as you have alluded to. Alex, thank you very much for your question. NakedScientist.com/podcast if you want to catch up with all of the back catalogue of this programme, going back about 10 years actually of programmes we've made.